And let's go over to 1 Kings chapter 17, please. First Kings chapter 17. This is an account where the prophet Elijah was spoken to by God to go where God would provide for him. Now, I'd like you to see this scripture. I'll get there. He says here in verse 2, and the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, get thee hence, and turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. So he went and did according to the word of the Lord, for he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and fish in the morning, and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening, and he drank of the brook. Now, this seems to be easy reading, but I'd like you to hear somebody say, now, go down here and I'm going to have a Saint Bernard come see you. Now, I'm just reading this book now. I'm reading this because you read it and somehow you don't grab the supernatural of this. I mean, he had to go somewhere and believe that a bird was going to feed him twice a day. I don't know what you think about this, but that's pretty rough going, bro. I mean, that's like a donkey preaching to you. And y'all imagine you coming here one Sunday and I pull a donkey up here and he begins to spout the word of God. I mean, that's pretty tough going, isn't it? But he was going to take care of him. And when God becomes your source, you don't have to manipulate people. Or you don't have to hang out with somebody. Or compromise your values. Because God is going to take care of you. See? And that's why I can preach so freely. People say, where do you get this stuff from? I get it from freedom. I get it from freedom because I don't owe nobody nothing. Nobody is in my pocket but Benjamin. So I don't owe nobody. That's why Abraham told the man. The man said, hey, Abraham's wife had died. Sarah had passed on and the Bible says Abraham looked for a burial ground for her, and the enemy had some, or the people who weren't saved said, hey, let us give you this. He said, no, I don't want you to give it to me. They said, oh, no, you let us just take care of it. We could just give you this. You don't need to pay us for it. He said, nope. Mm-mm. Because I might have to come back and take everything you got. So let me pay for it. Praise the Lord. But my point to you is that Abraham was in this place where he said, let no man say that he made Abraham rich. See, there are things that God will bless you with and favor and so forth like that. But you got, you know, in this particular situation, here's this man of God And he's on the run now because Jezebel's after him. She's going to kill him. The one that Jezebel hates is a prophet. Because Jezebel is a witchcraft spirit. And that spirit hates a prophet because a prophet can see that spirit. And so he's on the run here now. And you know what he did? He finally ended up saying, "Lord, I'm take my life." You know, he didn't have to say that. Just stand out there and let Jezebel see it. He didn't have to say that. So anyway, but so he told me, he said, "Listen, go down here by the brook." He said, "Now, and it's water down here. It's fresh water. It's drinkable. And I'm going to have birds come feed you twice a day." And I believe the birds got it right off the king's table and brought them the best. The reason why I believe that is because God always gives you the best. Amen. Always gives you the best. Not pig feet and hog jaws and hog head cheese. Okay, so what happened? Y'all got me in the wrong place today. I'm trying to do right. Okay, so what happened was, I'm trying. And so he went down there, and so that happened. And then the brook dried up, okay? So obviously God can switch channels to bless you. So he doesn't want you to hang around nobody and get so used to it coming this way. See, because pretty soon you'll stop trusting God and start trusting the bird. So he knows that. So he starts switching channels on you. And so he took, now he's telling him, "Hey, there's a widow woman down here. I've commanded her to sustain you, to take care of you." Now that, again, took some faith, because in the Bible, when you see widow woman, you normally see the word before it, poor. The idea about it is the widow woman were the people, they had no usually means, they had to usually go out and glean or something because their husband had passed and so forth and so on. So he obeyed and went. And the thing about God is, you want to see the miracle, you need to just obey. Because miracles don't seem to happen with logic. They just don't. If you can figure it out, then you may as well start figuring something else. Now, so I have never personally seen God bless me off of a seed that I've sown the way that I thought he was going to bless me. I've never seen it. And I've been around here quite a while. Now, as we come here, he goes down there and the widow woman's out there. She's gathering sticks. And he says, "Could you fetch me some water?" She goes out, fetch some water. And he said, "Hey, wait a minute. Come back. Bring me a cake in your hand." She said, "I have not a cake, but a handful of meal and a barrel of little oil and crews. Now I'm gathering two sticks that I can make something for me and my son that we may eat it and die." Because she's in the death cycle. See, but God's going to put us in the life cycle. He's going to reverse the curse. Because you've been redeemed from the curse. And part of that curse is you having to be poor or have not enough. God doesn't want you to be there. He's going to take care of you. Say amen to that. So what happened now is the man of God said to her, he said, "Fear not." And fear is usually the spirit that tries to attack when you're moving forward financially. Boy, that's from the Lord right there. And so what you got to do is fight that fear, because God didn't give you that. God's not going to tell, the devil's not going to tell you to sow. See, because he's death. He's in the death cycle. He's trying to bring the curse. So what you got to do is obey God. When God says it, obey God, do what he says. And then the Bible says the man of God gave it a promise. "Thus saith the Lord, He said that the barrel of your meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail until the day the Lord brings rain upon the earth. The Bible says she went and did what the man of God said, and she and he and her household did eat many, many days until about a year when the rains came. And the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail according to the word of the Lord, according to what God said. So God said something to you, give and it shall be given unto you. Now I know that's God because it's in the red. Put it up there on the board, please. That's Luke chapter 6 and verse 18, verse 38. Now this is just in case somebody don't think God said this. But let's look at it, because Jesus was God. Amen. Right in this earth. And look what he said. Give and it might be given unto you. No, no. See, this is a promise. See, this is locked in. Amen. Good measure, pressed down, what? Shaken together, shall men give in your bosom. See, he never intended for the church to be controlled by the world's economy. Say amen to that. I think every person in here, their income should exceed their salaries. Say amen to that. And so, as God is doing this for us, we just gonna believe God, because I'm encouraging everybody to come off the system of the world. Because somebody said, well, you know, I'm shooting for the American dream. Well, get ready for a nightmare, because this thing, I'm telling you, this thing's coming down. Now I'm not saying I'm in favor of our country. I want our country to progress. Let's go to Galatians, please, Galatians chapter 6. Look at Galatians chapter 6, look at verse 7. Here's what he says. Be not deceived. You don't let the devil deceive you. God is not mocked. For whatsoever, come on, a man soweth, that shall he also reap. So just sowing is not enough. It's not complete unless you reap something. Say amen to that. And don't let any religious people tell you differently. You know, we used to sing that song at the church. Ye can't beat God. Given, no matter how. Y'all remember that song? You try. Well, where's the reaping though? You know, and then we used to sing another one about reaping. Here's the way it went. Bringing in the sheep. Bringing it. Let me come over here. Bringing in the sheep. Are you following what I'm saying? Now see, this was a sad situation, folks. And then we take up the banner offering for the class, Sunday school class, that gave the most. Banner offering today, $8.22. Man, this is a sad situation. So, take my word for it. God wants to bless you so that you can be a blessing to other people. Say amen to that. All right, we got a couple of deals going here. One, we've got green envelopes. Green is for increase. Okay? So we got the green envelopes, and the green envelopes are there so that we're now capitalizing, or we're making it so that the bank could be used for being able to operate in the neighborhood that it's in and be able to revitalize that neighborhood. So I'm out to raise $3 million so we can have that. You're sowing seed into this CDC, and we're going to use that as a partner with the bank to buy a property and so forth and so on, and we're going to revitalize that neighborhood. That's what we're going to do with that. Praise the Lord. The other thing now, we're about to go on a mission trip. And this mission trip is going, they're going to Haiti, Costa Rica, where? Brazil and Nicaragua, okay? So some of the countries. So we're going there, and we need mission support. So we're asking people to give to that. Somebody said, well, you're gonna do this and do that too? Listen here. What kind of God do we serve? All right? Okay, so my point to you is that we're gonna raise money at the same time, so mission envelope. Is the envelopes that are what, bright orange, yellow, so whatever they are. And then the green ones are the others. I'm saying if the Lord speaks to you about doing some planning, well, I don't want to participate in any one of them. That's okay. I still love you. I'm just preaching word to you. And one day, you will come to your senses. No, one day, you'll realize that God has sent you here to help me to fulfill the mission that He's called me to do. Amen. Part of what we do is we go to the nations. That's what we do. We have, last count was 21 different nationalities in this ministry. So we're in the nations. That's what I love. I love the nations. I'm a missionary at heart. Apostle is on my life. And that's what I do. Start churches, go to the nation. Okay, so anyway, that's it. And you know I love you. God loves you. And we said with that green envelope, all you have to do is take an envelope, use my faith, and He's going to fill it up with $1,000. Say amen to that. Amen. That's what I ask you to do. Everybody, just believe me for $1,000 for that envelope. On the other one, whatever God would tell you to do. Give the Lord a praise. That's all we have for right now. Now, if I, as I say these things, if I offend